Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about gaslighting. Has someone ever made you question what you know is the truth? Are you in a situation where you have the facts, but others act like you're the one not in touch with reality? Do you feel like you need to check in with people about what you're thinking and feeling instead of trusting your own instincts? Learn how to recognize and stop gaslighting as we begin our month focused on challenges in life. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. This entire month is going to be focused on some challenges we may face. Probably most of us will have the challenges that I'm going to talk about this month. Pause and think for a moment. Where in your life are you facing some challenges right now? And what's your plan to overcome the challenges? Hopefully, if not one of the four I talk about this month, they'll give you some good food for thought to be able to formulate a plan to move forward. Today, we're talking about gaslighting. Today's episode was inspired because my nephew Max said, "What's gaslighting?" We were having a conversation. We were out. I was with the kids and their parents. And so I said, "Okay, here, let's have a conversation and I'll show you." And prior to that, I said, "Max, when we move and get settled, if you want work, we'll hire you for $15 an hour." So for a 14-year-old, you know, that's a lot of money. And he's a good, hard worker, and we're happy to do it. So I said, "Hey, Max." So we started the conversation, and I said, "Well, how much did we agree to be paid?" And he said, "Oh, you said you'd pay me $15 an hour." And I said, "No, Max, you must be mistaking me for your other Auntie Juju." And so he said, "No, Juju, that's what you said." I said, "Max, I thought we agreed on $8 an hour." And so we continued to have this conversation, and I thought, you know, it was a good education moment for the kids, and we talked about it a little further. And I think it's really important have kids know and be aware of these signs young. It was also inspired because I'm not on social media as much these days, which I'm very grateful for. But I like to use social media to sit back and observe, work on using my intuition, and just kind of as a task for me to do, just to, how am I observing? You know, am I getting angry? Is there something I need to clear? So anyway, that's how I utilize these days. And I've certainly been gaslit on social media, and I'm betting most of you, if not all, listening. And, you know, my neighborhood is a prime example. I believe my neighborhood really is a good example of the U.S., and it's a microcosm of it. So I've been made, people got angry that I stood up for solar, that I stood up to the board, that I called them and neighbors out on their own hypocrisy. And so instead of being like, "Wow, she's just stated the facts," because that's what I did in the case, you can't get emotional. Well, I mean, you can do anything in life you want, but a judge is going to ignore emotions and say, "What are the facts of this case?" And, you know, even though we lost, that doesn't mean that I was wrong or that I was factually incorrect. I still... The judge didn't even touch the acting in bad faith, which is a legal term here in North Carolina. Anyway, so with people being up, they're trying to gaslight me like, "You're wrong, this isn't correct." And I'm like, I know what the truth is and I know what the facts are and I can document it all. So that's an example of how I've been trying to be gaslit. And I thought, you know, this would be a good topic to discuss. So I want you to consider, how have you been gaslit in your life? And I'll give some examples. I'm a fan of examples because I think concrete life examples, because that makes us easier for us to say, "Oh yeah, I've had that happen. Wow, I didn't realize that was gaslighting." If you're being gaslit, it obviously is going to create clutter. It can make you question yourself or think you're going mad and create clutter in all areas of your life. If someone gaslights you, they can con you out of money. You might have you think you're going nuts and sign over your power of attorney or something. It happens. This happens. from the mundane things to huge things that can permeate your life. So as you're listening to the examples I give, I want you to think, where have you been gaslit and how has it created clutter in your life? Now, I got this definition from Britannica of gaslighting. The term is derived from the title of a 1938 British stage play, which I did not know because I only knew about the American movie, Gaslight, which was subsequently produced as a film, Gaslight, in the UK and the United States in 1944, starring Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman. If you have not seen Gaslight, definitely check it out. I think that'll do an even better job of really understanding what I'm talking about. So the definition is gaslighting, an elaborate and insidious technique of deception and psychological manipulation usually practiced by a single deceiver or gaslighter on a single victim over an extended period. Its effect is to gradually undermine the victim's confidence in his own ability to distinguish truth from falsehood, right from wrong, or reality from appearance, thereby rendering him pathologically dependent on the gaslighter in his thinking or feelings. So that is the dictionary definition. So what are some examples of gaslighting? Here I'm going to share just what's been going on in America. So in my opinion, saying the election was stolen is a form of gaslighting. It's very clear, even people who support the previous president, that they understand that the election was not stolen. Now, obviously, people disagree with that. That's why we had the insurrection on the Capitol, because they believe that the election was stolen. So when you look at the facts, and I'm not going to go into all of them, all but one lawsuit was thrown out that were challenging the election. So previous president had nominated some of these judges. The Supreme Court has now refused to hear any cases. And what, there were two appointees by the previous administration. So the Supreme Court didn't find anything wrong. All but one lawsuit in a variety of states and a variety of levels of judges all dismissed. More than 20 international observers found no hanky-panky. And what that is they'll have people from other countries come in and observe the election. I know Jimmy Carter's really involved in that, or was for a while, where he'd go to other countries and watch at voting places. As of this writing, the state of Georgia is suing because they were made to recount the ballots, and I believe it was three times. So the facts don't bear out that there was fraud in the election. It's very rare, but some people are trying to make us believe that it happens all the time. Now, the one case that happened in North Carolina a few years ago near Charlotte was from a Republican. Again, I don't like to label, I don't want to do this, but it's primarily the Republicans, and I believe probably all the Republicans, who are saying the election was stolen. So again, one minor fact here in North Carolina doesn't bear out the fact that the election was stolen. And if you believe it was, I encourage you to do your research. And then you need to really understand who is giving you these facts. And it's like when I say, if someone says, oh, you know, Oreos will help you lose 20 pounds, and then you see that the study was sponsored by Nabisco and paid everyone's salary, then you have to say, and Noom backs me up on this, because that was one of the lessons that they taught, and I know from grant writing, I know enough about that. So encourage you, if you do that, do your research. Another example to me is QAnon. There apparently is a documentary coming out, or might be out already, on QAnon, that on HBO Max, I think. I'm really looking forward to watching. I believe that those people are being gaslit. So my observation, I don't comment anymore, but I watch. And so when someone questions, I remember someone who's very spiritual that I actually interviewed, and she has just completely jumped on the QAnon train. And it's interesting how it's kind of infiltrated spiritual communities. And of course, anyone who harms a child, we'd want to see behind bars. But when people say, well, where's your proof? Then they don't want to bring out facts. They just want to say that you're a loser, or call you names or whatever, when people are genuinely aware of the fact. And I'm going to argue, we all knew who the predator Jeffrey Epstein was, and he continued to be able to be a predator despite multiple people knowing what horrible acts this man committed. So I'm going to immediately question if you think, why didn't they stop the probably a prolific pedophile? And I'm really hoping that Ghislaine folds and hands over the tapes, because it's been mentioned multiple times that he allegedly videotaped and audiotaped everything. Because I'd like to see a lot of powerful people come down, because multiple people associated with him that, in my view, should be in jail. And again, I have to wait for the facts, and they should have be tried in a court of law. I think Ghislaine is as guilty as he is. But my point is, you know, there are things that prosecutors have to back those up with facts. There are no facts that the previous administration had taken down the cabal, or whatever you want to call it, or the whole Pizzagate that involves someone from North Carolina. So that to me is another example. You know, they said that on March 4th, the previous president was going to be elected, I think, New World Order. I don't know, because someone friended me and they were a big QAnon person. I'm like, I don't want to be friends with this person. And so nothing happened on March 4th. And so I don't know how many, it's heartbreaking to me. And there are resources out there if someone you love is involved, or if you're starting to question, to support you in moving away from that and being gaslit. So those are just a few examples that I find where I believe that people have been gaslit. So here are some signs. This person, and remember, it's usually a one-on-one situation. So this happens a lot in abusive situations. They describe you as crazy or over dramatic. They dismiss your feelings. They tell other people that you're nuts. They tell you blatant, obvious lies. You can go, whoa, I know this isn't true. They deny their behavior, even if you have proof on it. So that's, what was that awful show they used to have on? I don't know if it's on TV, called Cheaters. And the guy would go undercover and show, she'd say, I think my boyfriend's cheating. And so they trail him and videotape him and then confront him when he caught. So that's like the cheater said, I wasn't cheating. I don't know what you're talking about. So they deny their behavior, even if you have proof of it. And again, just watch an episode of that. I'm sure you'd see a good example of it. They attack the most important aspects of your life, such as your close relationships or your worthiness. Say one thing and do another. Now, most of us have been hypocrites, some of us more so than others, but this is a consistent behavior. And again, it's a one-on-one situation, and it's consistent. Now, they'll praise you, and I'll talk about this in a moment, how it starts, but only when it serves their purpose. It's like kind of that manipulation to get you to do something. If you want, oh, Julie, you look so gorgeous today. Will you get me the non-natural peanut butter? My husband just said, really funny, he said, I've got to talk to you about something. And I'm thinking, oh no, it sounds kind of serious. He went to see my parents this past weekend, and my mother loves Jif peanut butter. I'm like, we don't do Jif peanut butter in this household. We have got to be better about our health. And so forever I've had natural peanut butter. And he's like, I just made a mess and had to clean up. And I was like, well, let's do finish the 1.5 jars that are in there, and we'll see if I can find a no sugar and something that doesn't have a ton of hydrogenated oil and all that gross stuff. So if you have a good peanut butter that doesn't separate, please, please email me. It's an unstable relationship, right? Never know what's going to happen tomorrow. What are they going to do? How are they going to react? Kind of keeping you on your toes, walking on eggshells. They try to flip it around and accuse you of the negative behaviors that, you know, like they say, oh, you're cheating on me, when they're the one that are doing the bad behavior. And they try to convince you that everyone else in your life is lying. I once had a friend, and I remember our friendship was never the same, and crying, saying, this man is so horrible. He's so abusive to you. Tell her she was fat all the time. And so then she ended up losing a ton of weight to a point where she wasn't healthy. And I said, it breaks my heart to see this horrible man treating you like this. Now, the good news is she ended up breaking up with him, but they lived together a long time and our friendship was never the same. But I felt I had to speak what I saw. And, you know, when she finally woke up, I had no control over it.
You have all the answers you need within. Got Clutter, 365 journal prompts, books, supports you in figuring out how to clear your clutter. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Choose from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, holidays, or compilation volumes 1, 2, and 3. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com or purchase on Amazon.
So what's key to gaslighting is the abuser makes the victim questions what's real and whether their feelings are valid. I mentioned that earlier in the definition. Sometimes it's hard to detect because they do it slowly over time, right? It's that little drip, drip. So it's not one huge event that happens, but they plant these seeds a little by little. And the other thing that I want to highlight is it's not just in romantic relationships where gaslighting occurs. I talked about Max and the explaining, no, I didn't say 15 an hour, I said 8 an hour. So anyone can be a victim and anyone can do the gaslighting. It's a type of abuse. And, you know, one of the things I think we have finally started to move forward on this, but abuse doesn't have to be just physical, because a mental and emotional and what I would call spiritual abuse still leaves a scar. You might not be able to see it, but it's every bit as real and dangerous. So here are some examples. You're not tired, you just had a nap. So that's something you might say as a parent, or you might say, oh, you know, you can't be hungry, you just ate. So this is a really mild thing. It is usually because you want your child to do something, right? But it's still a form of gaslighting. So just be really aware. I think anytime, you know, you can have a conversation with a child, you know, age appropriate, what your concerns are, or like with eating, you know, do you feel lonely, or may we just ate, or did we not have enough? Or, you know, if you want, saying, okay, make sure it's a nutritious snack or whatever it is. So that's like a really subtle way that parents do it. And, you know, I get it. If you're exhausted, or, you know, you just cooked a meal, I feel like Max is the skinniest thing ever. And boy, can that boy eat. I only did it because I love you. You ever had someone say this to you? So they are trying to equate gaslighting to show love. And so then that puts the victim or the person being gaslit into the position of, do they believe this is someone that loves me? And I'm doing air quotes here. Or do I believe myself? And so kind of the long end game is they're trying to get them not to make decisions for themselves. And they want to do that because then it's about controlling the person completely. I'm in a financial freedom group, and this woman posted, and the good news is it sounds like she's escaping, but her husband, she's not on the deed of the house. So what that means is she has no say. Like she said, I already know the bank won't talk to me because I'm not on the deed. So they were married. He brought a house, did not put her on the deed. And then she found out he hasn't been paying the mortgage for 6 or 9 months. And so she said when he went outside, she sneaked a look at the letter to see what the bank was saying. And because she was asking, like they said, 90 days, it has to be back paid, and was asking for advice. Now, the good news was she had a secret account and she had stashed away money. And everyone's like, absolutely do not give any money to the mortgage escape. And she said she had pets. And so I was able to say, hey, you know, the domestic violence group in our area, they have short-term housing, they can help with long-term housing. And people know that people stay in abusive relationships because of pets, so they're more open to having the pets. And anyway, I was like, please let us know how you're doing, because it was an anonymous post. But she's been being gaslit. I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm not cheating, you're just paranoid, right? And they use gaslighting to deflect blame, like the cheaters. And say, I'm not cheating. And, you know, they have them on camera. So, well, you're kissing someone who's not your girlfriend. Most reasons people use gaslighting is that by changing the reality, the gaslighter can make the problem the victim instead of their own bad behavior. right, then they are absolved of blame. No one will ever love you but me. And they do that as a way to isolate. If you've ever known anyone, again, that's been a victim, that's one of the things. They want to be able to control you completely and isolate you. And that's one of the things that gaslighting does. You made me do this. Might give you the silent treatment, which I never, until researching this and making notes, I never thought of the silent treatment as gaslighting or abusive. I guess because I probably enjoyed it and be like, oh, great, you're not going to talk to me. Thank goodness. I don't think I've ever had anyone that I care about give me the silent treatment. Or they might explode in a fit of rage and then alternate between the two of them. And you know, again, that puts you on eggshells. And then you're like, did I make him do this? Am I at fault? Am I a bad boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse or husband or wife, and that they had to go cheat because there's something wrong with me? When no, cheating is not okay. But see how they're doing that? You're too sensitive. Oh man, this happened to me with an old boss in Los Angeles. She said to me, you were too sensitive. And then she told everyone in the office I was too sensitive, which was not cool. I stood up for myself, but not in the best possible way, which I'll maybe save for a story for another day. It's about manipulating and hurting others, and they get pleasure when you say you're too sensitive. If someone's gaslighting you, they're a narcissist, right? And so if they're narcissistic, they need all the attention and they want you to devote your whole life and your energy and taking care of them and praising them. And in order to do that, they want you to make you feel like you're not good enough. Right, I talk about that all the time, not feeling not good enough, not worthy, or loved. And a gaslighter is definitely going to do this to you. Now, it's not something that I mentioned. It's not like this one event. They do like the drip, drip, drip. Because if you were just to come on full first, you'd be like, dude, I'm out of here. But they do it slowly, because they want to create confusion. Again, if you watch the film, which I encourage you to do, it does a good job of that. So what they typically do is just shower you with affection, attention, gifts, right? Because that's their way of gaining control. And then once you've fallen in love, then they're going to try to reel you in and they'll begin to pick you apart and criticize you. Remember, what the gaslighter is trying to do is to make you doubt yourself so much that you'll be totally dependent on them and only them, because they want to control you. They want you to control you. That's really what it's all about. And it's kind of, I mentioned in the neighborhood where I'm being made out to be the bad person, and even people that, you know, I'm done, like they wanted me to do this meeting. And I said, no, you guys want to change and I'm done. And the people that are now on the board that said they'd be different aren't. Have at it. We are out of here. It's not my responsibility anymore. But I know I'm not the one nuts. And ultimately, you know, there are different ways we'll talk about it in a moment and why I'm choosing to let that go. Now, the other thing that I want to point out is the long-term effects and how harmful gaslighting is for people. So it can lead to helplessness, obviously, brain fog. I have had, Cotty gets brain fog a lot, which I think is probably one of the most difficult things to deal with. I have had brain fog in the past, only a couple times, and it scared the crap out of me. I'm getting an update on my thyroid. Looks like the left couldn't keep up. So I have hyperthyroidism, and you know, one of the things, because I felt, when your thyroid's off, all these things, and that's one of the things, not quite brain fogginess, but being kind of forgetful, and I felt like I've been that lately. Anyway, so brain fog. You won't be able to make decisions, have memory problems. It's a form, you can have PTSD, depression, anxiety. And even if you escape and get rid of that relationship, these are things that can continue. I mean, think about it, especially the longer you've been in a situation like that, usually just doesn't immediately go away. And some other consequences might be that you self-isolate. You will have low self-esteem. And we know if we have low self-esteem, all the other host of problems that that can cause. You know, you might not, you're not going to trust yourself. Not trust yourself, trust your judgments, trust your perspective. You're most likely going to prioritize everyone else over you. It can create mental health disorders. And you ultimately lose a sense of yourself. You might not know, who am I? What do I believe? What do I think? Now, obviously, you'd want to leave if that's possible, but that's not always possible. So what do you do if someone's gaslighting you? I've shared with you some tactics, some phrases they might say, some examples. So first of all, be aware. Start paying attention. Or if you're listening or watching, you might not be being gaslit, but you might know that someone that is. And maybe you're like, well, I don't know, because he doesn't do anything physically, so it's not domestic violence. And I want to say it can be in same-sex relationships too. It's not always male-female, and females can do it to males as well. And so just be aware. Maybe you have a friend you're concerned about or a relative. So if you notice someone's manipulating you, then what I'm going to encourage you to do is seek professional help. There are people that are trained to do that. 211, my understanding, everyone should have a 211. That allows you to get resources in your area where you're living. My understanding is there are now signals that women can use if they are in an abusive relationship for help. Hopefully if you work or outside the home, that's something that you can look for. The first step, as I've mentioned, is recognize that it's happening, because you might not even know. You might not be able to do that, so hopefully you have someone in your life, or you can Google and find out more information, and then seek support. And again, if you are a family member, your family can help support you. Finding a qualified mental health professional can help you figure it out and get your life back. Now, again, if you are in an abusive relationship, I believe that gaslighting is abuse. But if you're also in a physically abusive situation, please, there are domestic violence hotlines, local resources. Please, please get out of a relationship. But the first step, recognizing the signs and symptoms, and then seeking help. And that there are support systems for you, and you can get the help. And maybe you're just at the beginning of a relationship, and know the signs now. Know what to look for. I just want to include a little note here. I'm not going to encourage you to confront the person, because I don't think that'll do any good, and it might put you in harm's way. Again, I hope that you talk to someone who's qualified, family and friends, you know, if you need to move out, that can help you. Please don't try to do this on your own, especially if you've been experiencing this for a long time. But this is definitely one of those times that I don't encourage you to have a confrontation. Take care of yourself first and get out of the relationship. Take actions from today's podcast. Recognize the signs of being gaslit. Look back on your life and see if that you experienced similar scenarios that I talked about today. Understand currently where you might be being gaslit. Reach out for support, including family and friends, and a qualified health professional. Release unhealthy relationships. On our next episode, we're talking about bullying. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.